Okay, so welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop In with me, Glenn Robertson, from Pure Channels, the channel agency. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Dove, who is Service Business Development Director at SCC. So, Paul, welcome. Do you want to give 20 or 30 seconds about yourself, what you do, where you come from?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Glenn. So Paul Dove, SCC. I'm a 12-year-old, a 12-year veteran of SCC. I work within the services part of our business, and I run a team of business development pre-sales individuals who support our sales colleagues in their services discussions with our customers.
Brilliant, brilliant. I'm ever so tempted to make a comment about you claiming to be 12 years old. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
A 12-year veteran of SCC.
Brilliant. No, okay, so look, I'm really looking forward to this today because SCC last year took the brave step of actually launching something quite phenomenal during a time that you would have been probably understood to have not done so. You probably would have been forgiven to not launch something quite as remarkable as you have done during a global pandemic, when upset, devastation and sympathy goes out to all those people that have suffered. But SCC took the brave move to actually launch O-Works during this time. So Paul, it'd be great if you could give us a bit of an understanding into the background of that, why it happened. And why SCC did take that brave move to do that and launch O-Works.
Yeah, sure. I think so. The first thing to say is that O-Works as a idea, as a plan, had been in the making for some time. Understanding that the pandemic was taking effect with us didn't sway us from wanting to continue to do that. We felt it was too important not to continue with the launch of that. So we took through the vision that we had in terms of a public cloud specific part of our business, targeted purely on thriving out there in the public cloud, and launching that as a brand within, as you say, a difficult year. As I say, it wasn't that we weren't looking at public cloud or hadn't looked at public cloud previously, but we wanted to differentiate the brand in the marketplace, and for it to be a brand that SCC was known and associated for public cloud.
I don't know if that's you or me. Just seemed to drop out a little
Yeah,
bit there, but that's
definitely a pause there. Yeah.
It was, yeah. Yeah, that's okay, but we'll crack on. We'll carry on. This is the way we go. So yeah, obviously something that's and hats off to continuing with that plan for last year. What is it that what is it that it's actually going to be doing? Are we talking about a platform that uses existing tech, or is this an original IP orientated development from SCC to by the sounds of it, make a huge improvement to overall customer experience?
Yeah, so we are utilizing and delivering those services against the delivery of public cloud service from the hyperscalers. So specifically Google, we added Google to our repertoire within the last year with O-Works, obviously Microsoft Azure. And we've recently become an advanced partner for AWS. Now, hybrid is the answer for most of our customers. Which hybrid, which combination of more traditional delivery and public cloud delivery is always the challenge. It's always the discussion that we're having with our customer base and our prospect base. What we've done with O-Works was to develop our own platform. Our own IP. We call it the O-Works Hub, and it sits in front of all of those services which are available from those hyperscale providers. The differentiator here is that with a single sign-on, a secure single sign-on to that hub, we can give customers that single window into any of their public cloud consumption. So it's using industry tool sets, but amalgamated by SCC, delivered through that single pane of glass, Glenn. And it shows organizations vulnerabilities, potential opportunities to optimize. So it surfaces those challenges for our customers. And then OWorks as an entity gives the customers an opportunity to say, okay, that's great, we've seen that, we'll go fix that. Or actually, OWorks, could you do that piece of work for us? So we've designed the service that sits around OWorks, the proposition and the hub, to be very cloud-like. You consume it if you want to. You get that access to the experts that are available there to fix those vulnerabilities, those optimizations, or you get just the visibility of it that says I can go do that myself now.
Brilliant. I'm going to pick up on one of the things you said just a moment ago, because I'm interested in that claim and that quote, if I may. Hybrid is the answer. That's an interesting one, because there's quite a lot of maybe it's misconception, maybe it's myth out there. And we've talked quite a lot in recent years about cloud being the answer and cloud being the future. Are we saying that maybe that's not entirely true, or are we saying that cloud is, it's just better if it's a kind of hybrid model?
so let's not get too tied up in the definition of cloud and what cloud is. Consumption-based services are a real trend within our customer base. We know that, with many customers adopting public cloud for a number of the applications that they want to deliver. However, we also know that their investment that they have in technology needs to be maximized. They need to sweat those assets. And we also know that actually just moving a workload to the public cloud, just moving it, isn't necessarily going to deliver cloud benefit. If it's not been designed and architected in the correct way, you're not going to get the scalability, the flexibility, and the cost savings. Everybody was, it's cloud, it's going to cost me less. It won't if it's not being built properly. So I think, you know, we see Gartner with the term distributed cloud, and looking at where that is delivered from. And public cloud is clearly one of those really important execution venues, if you like, where we can deliver services from. And for the majority of our customer base, hybrid is the answer. It is, public cloud is right for that workload, that application. These applications, I need closer to home. Maybe they're latency dependent. Maybe they're not on cloud native technology and would need considerable investment to re-architect for the public cloud. And that's why I say, I think, you know, in the majority of customers' instances, hybrid is the answer.
Yeah. Brilliant. Fabulous answer. I think that's cleared that up. So what lies ahead? What are we talking about? You know, if Gartner, as you mentioned, talking about distributed cloud, we're talking about the inevitable fallout from COVID, you know, the last 12 months. And it is okay. Yeah. I think it's okay to talk about it, right? You know, it's happened. It's there. You know, we've done it, and it's had all sorts of different kinds of impacts. And, you know, we'd have to harp on about it, but it's okay to accept that it's happened and it's there. But so what are we going to see then, Paul, on the way out? What are we going to see? What is the trend? What is the future? What is, you know, what is SCC's position? What's your opinion? You know, what are we going to see happening?
So I think you're right. We should talk about it, because I think we as an organizations, our customers and people who aren't our customers, we made decisions in the COVID year, as when we're recording this, it's a year ago. Yeah. We made decisions and we moved and made changes. Now, whether they were knee-jerk changes, whether they were well planned, probably not. Are they the end goal for all of our customers, or is there refinement to that? Probably, I think, is the answer. And I think, you know, we've seen, thank goodness, some of those new technologies able to be turned on really quickly. We're using Teams today. Where would we have been a year ago without the kind of technology that Teams delivers. So I think we will see a continued drive, and this is not a great prophecy, right? We will see a continued adoption of public cloud services. I think we've seen Microsoft taking some fairly bold steps in creating their cloud verticals. So they have some industry specific verticals where they're now combining those SaaS elements with some of their infrastructure and PaaS solutions to combine into a proposition specifically for an industry. And I think we'll see that continue. And I think we'll see a prevalence of that over, the next year, 18 months. I do still, however, think that as we exit COVID, over whatever period of time that is, organizations will be mindful to make the right choices. And I think that's why, not wishing to harp on about the hybrid approach, I think that's why we have to be in a position to continue to support the investment customers have already made, whilst discussing with them the business reasons for moving an application to the cloud, the technical reasons, looking at how we architect that, and then looking at the best way of delivering that.
So is there going to be, do you think, an element of caution going forward in terms of, I think you used the right term in terms of, that knee-jerk response. What can we do as soon as possible? Now, are we coming through that period of maybe justification or validation of decision, and then maybe an element of caution, or for those that have got it right, full steam ahead?
I don't think people are going to be overly cautious. I think people are going to be careful. Yeah. And I think there's a difference between the two. I think that we dispel the myths, we demonstrate, and we can demonstrate, and the hub gives us great opportunity to demonstrate to customers that applications can run more efficiently, more productively with scale in the public cloud. But it's not. It may not be the right answer to all of those questions. I think as a business, we will be focusing on being more agile in that space. I think we'll see an investment in DevOps. I think we'll see a growth in the number of people that we have within the OWorks practice. These guys are hard to find. Guys and girls are hard to find. They bear the public cloud scars. It's one of the things that we set out when we were looking for people to add value in OWorks. We looked for people that had been there and done it, and genuinely done it, not just talked about it. Public cloud, and that's different, right? And those individuals are difficult to find. We've got a great opportunity for our existing OWorks employees to grow within the business. It's a growing part of our business, and we'll see further investment this year. And I think we will attract further talent into the business to help us grow.
If we get to kind of closing comments, then where is it that genuinely SEC can offer difference? Offer that solution, offer that level of expertise to help and help customers to take care in the decision making going forward.
I think we've genuinely got the people, Glenn, that can consult at the distributed cloud level. We can assist in, we are still a fulfillment business, right? SEC still provides and works with key vendors in the enterprise technology space. So where those decisions are right, we can consult and advise on that. We have our own data centers. We have our own private cloud instances in Cloud Plus and Sentinel for secure government customers. And we've got OWorks that delivers the public cloud element of that. We've got a capability to sit across all of that and advise customers that this workload here, this application there, this move to SaaS. And we've got a contractual base that says, actually, if you work with us, guys, we can work on moving you from one to the other over a period of time. And I think that's pretty unique.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Paul, that's been amazing. So how can, when people want to, how can people get in touch with you? And how can people potentially access OWorks?
Yeah. So OWorks is OWorks.com. It's it's linked through SEC.com. And my email address is paul.dove@sec.com. So it's all really simple, to be honest.
It's as simple as that. Well, look, Paul, thanks for taking the time, giving up your time this morning to join us on the channel drop-in. It's been another fabulous episode, and many thanks for dropping in. I've been Glenn Robertson at Pure Channels and host of the channel drop-in. My esteemed guest today, Paul Dove, Service Business Development Director at SEC. Paul, enjoy the rest of your day.
Glenn, thank you very much. Been a pleasure.